Friday, 3rd of May, 2019.
1 Corinthians 15, 1-8, we have the Feast of Philippus and Jacobus. I want to make quite clear to you, brothers, what the message of the gospel that I preach to you is. You accepted it and took your stand on it, and you are saved by it. If you keep the message I preach to you, otherwise your coming to believe was in vain. The tradition I handed on to you in the first place, a tradition which I had myself received, was that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that on the third day he was raised to life, in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and later to the 12, and next he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still with us, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. Last of all appeared to me too, as though I was a child born abnormally. Please don't be disturbed that in the background you hear the muezzin calling, because I make this recording in Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, as you know, there are a lot of Muslims living, and they pray 5 times a day, and all the time before they're praying, they're invited through this muezzin to come to prayer. So we will come back now to the text of today. How we receive the gospel, how we come to faith. Some of us will have been grown in the faith of the family. So the gospel is like an organic thing. And if then comes a real way of faith, which is growing, then the faith is also growing, and with the help of the sacraments and the daily way of faith, we go the way of a deeper conversion. But this only will happen when the faith is at the first place in the life of people, and when we start to live the life from the perspective of faith. Other people maybe had started like this, but then came other impressions, there came temptations, other things came in the foreground, or the sin was destroying the life of grace. And one day they come back, they have a grace, and come back to faith, they have a conversion, they wake up again, a new identity, which is an old one, but coming new, and the love is coming, they come home. But also everything will be new for them. Other, they don't know the faith, and they experience the grace of a real first conversion, and then normally they are full of thankfulness. So what happens? The Holy Scripture tells us that nobody can come to God except the Father is calling him. The grace is working in our spirit. It's a strong light, which we do not win through reflections, but it's just coming to us. And this can touch our emotions. So one could have, for example, a very strong experience of conversion with a lot of emotions. The disposition of us to receive this light, they are different, and we do not know very much about it. It's why one person experienced a conversion, the other not, we don't know. Because the ways of the Lord at this point are very hidden for us. Also, there is no sense to look for it. But what is this is an invitation to pray for the conversion of people and to deepen your own one. So we can keep in mind, first, what the words are telling us is that we are faithful to the tradition of our faith. The word of the gospel is not changing. We have the same faith like the apostles before. We can go deeper in our faith, but it will be always the same faith. We have to keep even at the words like they were said. A second is that the faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit, but now we have to reflect, we have to take it inside with our thinking. It's a supernatural light, the faith. But it's also understandable. And so we have to integrate the faith also with our natural forces. A third point is that we always have to look at the most important things of the faith, especially in the evangelization. Like it is said, Christ has died for our sins according to the scripture. He is buried. He resurrected the third day according to the scripture. He appeared Kephas and then the 12 and 500 brothers and so on. So let's take from the text of today with us. We have received by the grace of the Lord our faith. And we have to keep this faith and to defend this faith. We have to accept this faith with all the forces of our intelligence and always to be concentrated to the most important thing of the faith, especially if we want to share our faith with others. If we will do that, our life will be very fruitful.
The verse of the Alleluia says, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father."
Tanto tempore vobis cum sum, et non cognovisti me. Philippe, qui vidit me, videt et Patres.